smelled of aftershave. She hated the smell of him. He stood at the foot of the bed and observed her for a long time. She hated his silence. She could see him only in silhouette from the light in the doorway. Then he spoke to her. He had a dark, clear voice that stressed pedantically each word. She hated his voice. He told her that it was her birthday, and he wanted to wish her happy birthday. His tone was not unfriendly or ironical. It was neutral. She thought that he was smiling. She hated him. He came closer and went around to the head of the bed. He laid the back of a moist hand on her forehead and ran his fingers along her hairline in a gesture that was probably intended to be friendly. It was his birthday present to her. She hated his touch. She saw his mouth move, but she shut out the sound of his voice. She did not want to listen. She did not want to answer. She heard him raise his voice, a hint of irritation at her failure to respond. He talked about mutual trust. After a few minutes he stopped. She ignored his gaze. Then he shrugged and began adjusting her leather straps. He tightened the harness across her chest a bit and leaned over her. She twisted suddenly to the left, away from him, as abruptly as she could and as far as the straps would allow. She pulled up her knees to her chin and kicked hard at his head. She aimed at his Adam's apple and the tip of her toe hit him somewhere below his jaw, but he was ready for that and turned away, so it was only a light blow. She tried to kick again, but he was out of reach. She let her legs sink back down onto the bed. The sheet slid down onto the floor. Her nightdress had slid up above her hips. He stood still for a long time without saying a word. Then he walked around the bed and tightened the foot restraint. She tried to pull her legs up, but he grabbed hold of one ankle, forced her knee down with his other hand, and fastened her foot with a leather strap. He went around the bed and tied down her other foot. Now she was utterly helpless. He picked up the sheet from the floor and covered her. He watched her in silence for 2 minutes. She could sense his excitement in the dark, even though he did not show it. He undoubtedly had an erection. She knew that he would reach out and touch her. Then he turned and left, closing the door behind him. She heard him bolt it, which was totally unnecessary, because she had no way of getting free from the bed. She lay for several minutes, looking at the narrow strip of light over the door. Then she moved and tried to feel how tight the straps were. She could pull her knees up a bit, but the harness and the foot restraints grew taut immediately. She relaxed. She lay still, staring at nothing. She waited. She thought about a gasoline can and a match. She saw him drenched with gasoline. She could actually feel the box of matches in her hand. She shook it. It rattled. She opened the box and selected a match. She heard him say something, but she shut her ears, did not listen to the words. She saw the expression on his face as she moved the match towards the striking surface. She heard the scraping sound of sulphur. It sounded like a drawn-out thunderclap. She saw the match burst into flame. She smiled a hard smile and steeled herself. It was her 13th birthday. Part 1. Irregular Equations. December 16th to 20th. Equations are classified by the highest power, value of the exponent, of their unknowns. If this is 1, the equation is of first degree. If this is 2, the equation is of second degree, and so on. Equations of higher degree than 1 yield multiple possible values for their unknown quantities. These values are known as roots. The first degree equation, the linear equation. 3x minus 9 equals 0.